I have with me this afternoon the finance minister, Mr. Sammy Wilson. Now, it's one hell of a time in terms of austerity measures. I've just learned this morning that Wales, the government there, is slashing the school's building programme by 50%. It's a huge move by the Welsh government to try and deal with the financial crisis. What I wanted to ask you, Mr. Minister, is here, are we in something of denial in terms of the state of the economy? We have an Italian minister crying in tears. We had Enda Kenny on television last night addressing the nation, telling people there's another 2.6 billion cut coming down the line in the budget. Are we in denial about the state of our economy here?
No, we're not in denial. And indeed, last year, when we laid down the four-year budget, we faced up to those realities. Many people didn't like them. Many people complained about the fact that we did face up to them. But I believe that we did the right thing at that stage in saying, look, we're in a difficult financial situation. We have got to plan for that difficult financial situation. We're going to set a four-year budget. We're going to spell out the pain to people at this stage, and we're going to work with savings delivery plans over those 4 years. And that's exactly what we have done here in Northern Ireland.
Minister, have we got all the pain? Do we know how bad it can get for us here?
Well, we know what budget we have as a government over the next 4 years. We also know how we intend to deal with the 40% cut in our capital and the £4 billion cut in our budget over the next 4 years. We know what savings departments are going to have to make. Departments are regularly reporting to committees on those savings. Obviously, there are other unforeseen circumstances that we will not be able to predict. I mean, for example, we don't know what the impact of the problems in the Eurozone are likely to further have on banks and what that's likely to do to bank lending. We don't know if there's a huge recession in the Eurozone area, what that's likely to do to our exports. One of the reasons, of course, why Arlene Foster has very wisely said that she is not concentrating on exports to Europe, but is encouraging firms to look to exports to that part of the world where economies are expanding. So when we have tried to anticipate where the problems might be, and we have tried to look at solutions to them. But, you know, in a world which is in such economic turmoil, we don't know what other shocks may be lurking in the future.
Mr. Wilson, everywhere I go, I meet business people who say, I'm owed money by somebody who's owed money, by somebody else. That is the vicious circle there. Is there any hope if the banks are still grasping and holding on to every penny which appears to be available to them?
Well, I mean, first of all, the debt crisis is, and whether that's sovereign debt, debt by governments or debt by private firms, has been the big issue which has impacted on the economy and the uncertainty which that has created. As far as we have been concerned, we have sought through the actions that we have taken, first of all with the government at Westminster, to ensure that where extra liquidity has been made to the banks in the form of quantitative easing, that some of that comes Northern Ireland's way. In the case of where the government is now guaranteeing bank loans to businesses in the form of credit easing, that some of that comes our way. And I mean, I'm in continual discussions with banks to ensure that when they launch new products and when they are going to increase lending, that Northern Ireland gets its fair share of it. And also looking, of course, at how we can increase the competitiveness of banks in Northern Ireland by introducing and helping new players in the market.
Finally, Minister, we have a situation now where Mervyn King, the Chairman of the Bank of England, is warning of soaring mortgages on our doorstep and soaring potential interest rates. Can we cope with that?
Well, I mean, one of the ways, and it's one of the reasons why we have been supportive of the attitude taken by the government at Westminster, one of the ways of ensuring that we do not get hit with soaring mortgages is to ensure that we don't get ourselves into the same position as Italy, Greece, now France and Spain, where to borrow in international markets, we lose our credit rating, interest rates go up, and of course that then impacts on people's mortgage payments and interest debt payments.
Shortly, there's an interministerial meeting at Treasury to try and discuss and resolve the whole issue of the corporation tax. Given what you know now, Do you think that's a runner, or has it been shoved down the pipe further by Treasury and by Westminster?
Well, I think it probably has been put on hold somewhat because the government is concerned about what impact this might have on demands made by Scotland. The Scotland bill will be going through.
Is it a dead letter? Is that what you're saying?
No, I don't think it's a dead letter, but I think that the government will not want to have this become an important issue of political debate until the Scotland bill is out of the way, which is probably the spring of next year. So I suspect we're going to find a fair amount of marking time. I can live with that. And secondly, there's a lot of work to be done anyhow on negotiating what the final bill is going to be and what allowances the government are going to make against that bill.
If you had to calibrate our chances of a derogation on corporation tax in Northern Ireland exclusively, how would you calibrate that today?
Well, I'd say that it's probably 50-50.
As low as that?
At the moment, for all of the reasons that I've given, because of the political considerations, because of the need to ensure that we get the price right, and I think that that's going to require a lot of hard negotiation with the government. One thing I don't want to do is to leave future administrations here in Northern Ireland with a massive bill, a bill which is unreasonable for the devolution of corporation tax. And that's why I would rather take the thing slowly and make sure we get it at the right price.
Sammy Wilson, Minister of Finance, thank you very much for being my guest this afternoon. A little worrying, I would think, to a lot of people when you calibrate the potential for a derogation on corporation tax for Northern Ireland at only 50-50. Good afternoon.
Well, I think, Eamon, I'm being realistic. I'm showing that there are political difficulties with the government at Westminster. I'm also indicating that we will have to negotiate very hard on getting the bill right. And those two things combined will make it an issue which will not be easily resolved.
Thank you very much indeed.